Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent survey among Irish adults found that 1 in 10 of them don't have any savings, while 3 in 10 in their 30s have less than €500 put away. So have people lost the habit of saving, or is this evidence of just how severe the cost of living crisis is? We're joined by John Lowe of moneydoctors.ie. Afternoon, John.
Hello, Sean. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Is it the cost of living crisis, do you think?
There's a certain element of that. Actually, interestingly, in America, 70% of the population can't lay their hands on $1,000. That's a fact.
Wow.
So it's endemic right across the world. Although we are actually completely vested in savings, would you believe, at the moment. We have 150 billion here in Ireland. Include the 4.4 billion that's in prize bonds alone. And don't forget, they tripled the prize fund there last October. So we're swimming in cash, Sean, basically.
Okay, so there are some people saving there and saving quite a lot. And it doesn't matter how much you should have salted away. Does it depend on what life stage you're at?
No, it doesn't really. What I advise is that people should have a rainy day fund, and that should consist of between 3 and 6 months net, joint or single, annual income. So 3 to 6 months net annual income, you should have it as a rainy day fund. And you have it for three reasons. Number one, the emergency, your clutch goes, or your automatic transmission, whichever it is. Secondly, your sudden loss of income. You know, you don't, you're put on a three-day week, or you don't get the bonus that you were expecting. And the third reason is, you know, the investment opportunity. You might come across a little brocky going for half nothing, or you might want to give your son or daughter a leg up on the property ladder. And that's another thing. A lot of kids, and young adults who are trying to save, and they go to their respective lender and they're told, "Have you got a savings record?" "Yes, I do." "And we're saving $1,500 a month." And you show them the statement, and then there's a withdrawal of $7,500. That was for a holiday they decided to have there a couple of months ago, and suddenly they're back to square one. So, I mean, people have to realize, you know, the reason why lenders in particular want to see a record of your savings is that you have the ability to repay the mortgage they're about to give you. Mm. And that's the key.
Yeah, indeed. Though I imagine if you're a young couple with kids, you need that rainy day fund. You probably also, even if they're still toddlers, you're going to have to start thinking about putting money away for if they're going to go to college.
You're absolutely right, Sean. And again, I'll bring you to the child benefit currently, which is $140 a month. If you were able, and there's very few families who can afford actually to put that child benefit away, but if you were able to put it away from the time it starts, which is on birth, to the time it finishes, which is the 19th birthday, up to last year it was the 18th, you will have accumulated €30,240 under the bed without any interest. Problem is, to send one child to third level, it's 42,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I assume, is that excluding accommodation for them?
Well, including accommodation.
Right, okay.
Excluding masters, though. You know, that's just a four-year straight, ordinary kind of, equivalent to whatever.
An undergraduate degree, yeah.
Yeah, an undergraduate degree, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think we're cheering anybody up here, John.
The only thing is that there are people who are able to save. And don't forget, if you are going for that mortgage, you need 10%. So there are some people who are lucky enough, for instance, they decide to go and buy you could buy a three-bedroom semi-up in Bettystown, and it was for $300,000. Well, the Help to Buy scheme now gives you $30,000. So that's your 10% up front you've got, given you for free by the government, and you don't have to put your hand in your pocket. But you'd need then costs, legal fees, stamp duty, valuation fee,
yeah,
things like that. But they still need you to show a savings record for the mortgage repayment that you're going to be getting for 90%, which is the 270,000.
Yeah. Having said all that, and things are very tough for very many families, could it still be the case that we perhaps all spend money on something and it's only a small amount of money, but we spend it every day, and then over the course of a year, that can accumulate to a sizable watch?
Well, the prime example of that, believe it or not, is coffee. I mean, I don't know whether you drink coffee every day.
I do.
And if you do, you buy from a certain place, and it's probably around about 280. Well, if you
John, it's like it's gone up to four.
Oh my God!
It's in the centre of Dublin. It's loony.
Coffee. 4 euros. Oh my gosh! Mm. So that's 20 euros on a weekday. That's 20 euros a week. And multiply that by 52, you're looking at over 1,000 euros just in coffee.
Yeah,
that'll get you a nice little holiday somewhere.
Yeah, crikey, John. now that you've outed me as somebody totally wasting all my money, thanks very much for talking to me today. That was John Lowe there of MoneyDoctors.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.